And now what happens once I have experienced this intellect? Will I still want more things, or what will happen when sorrows come? So that is the next question. Okay, I got it. Then what? So Bhagavan tells us, then what? In verse number 22. Yam labdva cha param labham. Manyate nadhikam tatah. Yasmin sthito na dukkhena.
Yasmin sthito na dukkhena.
Gurunapi vichalyate.
Gurunapi vichalyate.
Together. Yam labdhva cha param labham. Manyate nadhikam tatah. Yasmin sthito na dukkhena. Gurunapi vichalyate. This is the famous shloka. I myself have quoted it many times. You might be remembering. Yasmin sthito na dukkhena. Gurunapi vichalyate. So yam labdva. Yam means this. What he has talked about in the previous verse, that this particular joy, Bhagavan says, labdva. Labdva means having got. Cha aparam labham, any other. Aparam means any other labha, any other gain. Manyate, he considers them na adhikam tatah. So more than this joy of spiritual evolution, there is no other joy greater than that. That's what this yogi experiences and comes to understand. Not only that, this is the greatest joy. There is nothing more I want. Yasmin sthito, and having established in this knowledge, na dukkhena gurun api. Gurun means heavy. Dukkha means sorrow. Even the heaviest sorrow, na vichalyate, does not disturb this person. So, there is no greater gain than this. And even the greatest sorrow cannot shake this person. You know, where there is this bhajan, payoji mene ram ratan dhan payo. All heard that. And that's what she says. She says, I have obtained the Ram Chandarji, the Lord's name. There is no greater wealth. Kharche na khute vako chora na lute. He says, the more I spend this spiritual knowledge, the more I benefit. In the world, when you spend money, you lose. But this knowledge, the more you share with others, the more you chant the name of the Lord, the more you benefit. And chorana lute, nobody can steal this wealth. See, another wealth, somebody can come and steal it. But the wealth of Sri Ramchandraji's name or the Lord's name, nobody can steal it. So there is no greater treasure than this. You know, we say, I don't think so. You know, I don't think so. Why? Because we have no other basis of comparison. Our only comparison is what? What I can see in this world. What I can see, hear, smell, taste, touch. So we say, what is the greatest treasure? You know, Bill Gates, you know, he has the most money. Or who has the most power? President of the United States, Trump. Or which is the most beautiful place? You know, maybe Switzerland or Alaska. Or which is the greatest river, which is the greatest ocean. For us, the great only comparison is what we have seen in the world. So you and I cannot know that there is something higher because we have not experienced it. We are still so caught in the world. We say, isse achha kya ho sakta? How can it be any better than this? Or even if we think of heaven, we think, you know what, heaven is like Hawaii multiplied 100 times. You know, there are beautiful girls dancing, and you can eat whatever you want, and you can have whatever house you want. So even there, our thinking is still very low. Even in heaven, we are thinking, oh, I want dancing girls, I want food, I want music, I want... That you are getting in this world itself. Why do you want to go to heaven to get that? You want something better than what you have experienced here. So, because our total experience is only of this world. So, we think heaven also is this world multiplied million times or 100 times. But it is not. This joy is incomparable. No heaven can even compare it. In Brahmanand Valli, in Taittiriya Upanishad, they say that this man experiences this joy that even a million heavens cannot provide. Even a Gandharvas, even Devas, even Brahmaji himself does not experience that joy. It is a million times greater than that. Is the joy of this man of wisdom. This is a beautiful chapter, Brahmanand Valli, in the Taittiriya Upanishad. So because we have no other comparison, we just are acquiring, constantly acquiring, possessing, wanting. Because there is nothing else we can see. Because for us, God is not known. You know, it's okay, somebody wrote it, okay, in the Bhagavad Gita or in the Bible or in the Quran. Somebody wrote it. And somebody, maybe he or that saint might have experienced prophet, okay. But you and I say, I cannot reach that level of Shankaracharya ji or, you know, Jesus or Buddha and all. So we have not seen anything else. So we are, our whole world is only this, because we have not seen that. And that is why we have no. But why they say the senses cannot experience this? Because the ego can only experience the senses. The ego has to end, and this alone has to become my goal. The example they give is like somebody has met a girl. You know, she's most beautiful and perfect and very sweet. And, you know, he said, I want to marry her. And his parents say, you know what, you want to see anybody else? You want to meet anybody else? Why don't you wait? No, I just want her and her alone. And, you know, you're getting a job somewhere else in another city. Will you take it? No, because, you know, my girl is here and I want to stay in the same city. I won't take another job. So that alone becomes my goal. And I want to only marry her. But then when I get married, then what happens? Now I need a house, you know, for us to stay. Now we have a child. So I need a house. For a house, I need a job. For a job. So what was my main goal has become my secondary goal, to get marry the girl. Now all the other goals, one after the other. So in the case of the self or the Lord, there is no other goal. That alone is the final goal. Or like I came to America, people think from India, oh, if once I go to America, all my problems will be solved. We all know that. It doesn't happen. When you come here, then you need a green card, and then you need a job, and then you need a house. So it goes on and on. But this joy of the Atma, that's why it says, Chorana Lute. Nobody can take it away from me. That this experience of the self, no matter how many problems come, but this saint or this yogi is never deviated. Because he says, this is within me. Nobody can take it. You can put me in jail. You can put me on the cross, you know, with bleeding and all that. He was never deviated from that truth. All these saints have gone through so many problems. Why? So this Atma is never lost. And even the greatest sorrow, Guru Napi Dukhena, heaviest. Guru means heavy. So even the heaviest sorrow cannot disturb this saint or this wise person. So that idea is that if I want to be free from sorrow, that is the only way. Everything else will be a temporary band-aid. If you want permanent cure, that's why when we go to the doctor, we say, I want permanent cure. Doctor says, I can give you this, you know, medicine and you'll be better for a while. No, I don't want that. I want something where you can remove the disease. And that's why Guru is also heavy on us. What do we mean by Guru is heavy? A true Guru will not give you sugar-coating things, because you are going to the Guru not just to prostrate or to touch his feet or offer him food. You are telling the Guru, remove my ego. Remove my ignorance. So for that, he has to be firm with you. He has to be strong to give you the right knowledge. And clear communication between guru and disciple is very, very important. I must understand what the guru is saying, and then I must apply. Talking about clear communication, this man was in America and his brother moved to Italy. And so one day the brother in America sent an email to the brother in Italy that your cat was strolling on the roof, you know, and she slipped, fell off, broke her neck and died. So he was so sad, you know, this brother, because that was his favorite cat. He had had her since for many, many years. So he calls his brother. He said, this is not the way, you know, to tell me. He said, what do you mean? Your cat died. He said, yeah, but you should not have sent an email just like that. So what should I have done? He said, first day you should have sent an email. The cat is strolling on the roof and we are trying to get her down. And then second day you should have sent an email. We were trying to get her down, but she slipped and fell and hurt herself. We have taken her to the vet. And then third day you should have sent an email. Your cat died, so at least I would have been prepared. I said, oh, okay, so I'm sorry. So a month later, this brother in Italy sends an email the brother in America sends an email to the brother in Italy. He says, Grandma is strolling on the roof and we are trying to get her down. So I have to tell him gently. So proper communication is very important. You know, you have to explain. And that's why it is important for the student to be attentive. And also, that's why in Vivek Chodamani, even the qualities of a guru are given. That how the guru should be able to communicate this knowledge to the student. That is very important. And what this knowledge does makes us shockproof. As we have said, no matter what sorrows come, sorrows come to the equipment, to the body, mind and intellect. The body may have some sorrows. There will be, obviously. Body is sooner or later going to get old. Sooner or later going to have problems. Shankaracharya ji beautifully says, Yavat vittoparjan sakta, tavat nich parivaro rakta, pascha jivati jarjar dehe, vartam kopi na prichati kehe. So he says, as long as you have the capacity to earn, yes, your children will love you, everybody will take care of you. But once you are old and once you are retired and once you have no capacity to earn, then what do? Put you in one corner. Vartam kopina, nobody even wants to talk to you. So sooner or later it's going to happen to all of us. So be ready. Body will get old. Mind, people who love me won't love me. My intellect, which is very sharp, sooner or later we will get, you know, dementia, forgetfulness, Alzheimer's. So the equipment is going to deteriorate. Just as you buy a car, it's a brand new car, 2019 model. In 5 years, it will be old. You cannot have the same performance and the same. And you have to fix it and replace it. So equipment will go down, will suffer. But if I am established in the truth, then even my body is going down, my mind, my intellect, but I'm able to watch, able to be a drishta, and able to know that this is, even in the second chapter, Bhagavan says, you know, this is inevitable. Whoever is born is bound to die. Tasmat aparihariyarthe natam shochitum arhasi. There is no need to be sad. You people will go and you will also go. So that is the goal of everybody. That's going to happen. And that's what the saints teach us through their example and through their experience. So that's why he says that knowing this, there is no greater gain. That is one I have to understand very clearly, that nothing in the world can equal or come even close to this man of enlightenment, what he or she experiences, and knowing that, I'll get complete freedom from sorrow. If you want complete freedom from sorrow, there is only one way, that is in the Lord Himself, no other way.